Hey, what's up, everybody? Coach AB here. And this week we're talking about world class and how it's a process and not an event. Okay. World class isn't some destination you're just going to arrive at one day.
Hey.
Anyway, I hope this week's podcast, you're going to enjoy it. Let's get it in.
Listening to the Baseball Nomad Podcast.
On this podcast, we take a deep dive into the international game of baseball and softball.
Every week on the show, we will talk with coaches and players from around the world, where we'll discuss preparation, motivation, and building a consistent mental process for those high-leverage, high-stakes situations.
If 90% of the game is mental, we need to stop giving everything a physical remedy.
Stick around for your host. He's played and coached professionally on 5 different continents and won 12 different national championships.
He's the original baseball nomad. Some call him the hit doctor, but heck, you can just call him Coach AB.
All right. Welcome to this week's show. I've said it in the past, and you know what? I've been saying it a lot more lately. World class is a process. It's not an event. Okay. The upper echelon of players, I'm talking high stake players, players who play at that high level, right? They just don't reach some magic metric and they become world class or elite or peak performers. All right. I mean, you don't hit a magic number on the radar gun if you're a pitcher and all of a sudden you're world class. Okay. Exit velocity or your measured bat speed, that stuff is not going to get you into the Hall of Fame. But lately, I've been seeing more and more players posting their work, whether that be their bullpen sessions or in the cage hitting. Okay. My feed on Instagram is just these random at bats or random bullpen sessions. And man, so many people chat a good game, right? It's like everyone nowadays is good at photographing themselves and telling the world all this ambitious stuff they're going to do or how they're going to get it done. Look, I'm not judging. I'm just reporting. I'm not complaining. But I am saying that most people are probably, for the most part, going to stay the same. Okay. Look, if you're going to come up with a new way of training, or if it's your mission to elevate others, then you know what? I would love to see what you got. And you know, the other thing I say, thanks for sharing. I hope I can use it. Okay. I just want you to keep in mind, especially, you know, the young guys, that there's a big difference between real power and fake power. Okay. And what I mean is, I believe the real power or the real world-class players are secure in their own skin. If you're going to go out and you're about honing your craft, you don't need to advertise your success in one training session to the Instagram society. No. I mean, I saw this week and I found it. I thought it was really interesting. I'll let you listen to it. Listen to Marcus Stroman and what he had to say about his mental game.
What do you think you've been better mentally or clearer mentally in the last year?
I've been focusing on it. You know what I mean? I have a mental coach. It's just something that I put a huge emphasis on in my life. I keep a very small circle of people around me. My energy is very guarded and I feel very clear. I feel the best I've ever felt in my life mentally. So I think that factors in into all facets of life, just not only performing on the field, but quality of life, being happy daily. I think it just plays into all of that.
Now, for me, I consider Mark Stroman a world-class pitcher. I know for many people, he may talk a lot of shit, a little bit much for some people. But here's a guy who isn't a big guy. He's actually quite short, right? And he seems to play with his chip on his shoulder because probably he's always been considered small, right? But in my mind, he pitches like an ace. He plays like a power pitcher. Every time he grabs that ball, he goes out there and he's looking to shove. Now, look, I get it. This is a new generation of players, and I'm noticing nowadays the shift in the culture. Players are pursuing more applause and personal acclaim. And you know what? Even though I may be considered an old school type of coach, and I'm probably considered old school because I still believe in fundamentals. I still believe you should be able to execute. I still believe that you should be able as a hitter to hit behind the runner or go the other way. Or make contact to drive in a run when the infield's back, when they're giving you a run. Okay. I believe that you should be able to sacrifice bunt. In my mind, those are all productive outs in what I call team hacks. Okay. I'll be honest, I'm not a big fan of all the strikeouts in today's game. And maybe that's because I'm a bit old school, or maybe that's because it's just the way I learned to play the game, the way I was taught, team before self. Okay. But don't get me wrong. There's a lot about today's game that I love. I like the bat flips, to be honest. Players playing with emotion and passion. I love it. I thought I was one of those players. But with that being said, I think it's important for young players, boys and girls, they need to be careful not to get brainwashed into thinking all that stuff is what defines elite or peak performance or world class for that matter. Your ability is not exclusively about you lighting up the radar gun or your blast metrics or your exit velocity in a cage or bullpen session. Okay. The game is about helping your team win. It's a team sport made up of individual contests. I started this podcast in the hopes of helping players finding Zen in their batter's box or on the mound, or within themselves for that matter, okay? And since I work in the space of player development, I've come to want my players to understand that success is the product of our daily habits, not this once-in-a-lifetime transformation, okay? It's not about that number that you may hit on my pocket radar. It's about contribution, okay? And it reminds me here of this bamboo plant I have in my office. Okay. When bamboo begins to grow in the bamboo forest, it can barely be seen for the first 5 years. It builds this extensive root system. But after that, within like 6 weeks, all of a sudden it explodes 90 feet straight up into the sky. And to me, that's crazy. Because if you are just measuring for results daily, well, you're not going to see any for a while and you're going to be disappointed. Just the same, if you're measuring just to see that arbitrary number on the radar gun, well, eventually you're going to be disappointed and it's going to cultivate bad behavior, bad habits, because you're going to be willing to do whatever it takes to get that number, right? World-class athletes or players, they hone their systems so they can produce those numbers or those good outcomes, those good habits on demand. They work at systems for building muscle, systems for building strength, systems for building endurance, systems for nutrition, systems for hydration, systems for flexibility, for mobility, systems for good movement patterns, systems for mindsets and mindfulness. World class, now if we think about it, is actually getting better and tweaking each day, okay? The number on the gun or that exit velocity off the bat, that's going to take care of itself. What I think I'm trying to say is don't be that player that works for insta applause or insta acclaim or even insta money. World class players know it's not about looking good on the gram. Because, you know, they might even look bad in their bullpen sessions. They might look bad in the cage. They might struggle in practice. World class comes from learning to shine from those failures, from tweaking that process, like that caterpillar that turns into a butterfly. like the Bamboo, like Marcus Stroman. They have real power, not that fake poser Insta power, not chasing a number on a radar. Real power. I call it freak power. It comes from productivity, from self-discipline, from courage, from honesty. World class are those people, are those players who are willing to do what it takes to become better. They're not concerned with failure. Anyway, people, that's my time for the week. I hope it helps you. Remember, no matter where you're at, don't forget to breathe. And peace.
We working. Practice make perfect. Practice make perfect. We working for certain. We working. We got the purpose. We got the nervous. We got the service. We working. Hey, coach, put me in the game. I bet they remember my name. I bet they remember the shot, the flame. I bet they remember the bang. I bet he remember that pain. He never walked the same. He never shot the same. Sorry you lost the game. I got to go harder. He mad, they can't stop us. My jersey always pop up. They cop it, they bought it. Yo girl, scream my name. Out loud, she all in the crowd. Made her proud, you brought her shame. Check me out, look at the flame. I can never miss. Look at the flick, flick. I can never miss. Look at the wrist, wrist. I can never miss. Look at the fit, I'm healthy. I can never miss. Hey, we gon' eat those shots when it's lunchtime. We gon' beat those blocks when it's crunch time. You know we're going all the way. You know we're going hard today. I fight back hard away. No penny for your thoughts today. But it's penny on my-